Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right. Following up on our conversation from, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday, third helmets, red helmets, Tom emailed in. By the way, if you ever email us an idea, let's get stupid. We're going to try to get to it because I like it when people send them in, like, because it means they thought of it and they brought it up to their friends and maybe got shouted down or discussed. Whatever. Like, on Let's Get Stupid, everything goes. So Tom wrote in, I want the Bills to have an all-brown alternate that makes them look like buffaloes. The Rams have ram horn decals.
Uh-huh.
We got decals of buffalo horns, whatever that fluffy stuff on the top of their heads is. Slap them on brown helmets. Keep the format of the uniforms exactly as they are now, but instead of white, red, and blue, brown tops, brown bottoms. You want to make these Josh specials? Swap out some blue and red for some yellow. Lean into the Josh Allen Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Brown, buffalo-based third uniforms. It kind of sounds like you look like Chewbacca out there. Let's get stupid.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I want to see a mock-up. I'm not against
all
it.
All right.
I would get you to the next phase here.
You just picture Mike Tirico. And tonight, the Bills wearing their herd uniforms.
Yeah,
the herd. They're run out in brown.
The herd throwbacks. Allen once wore a Bills hat that was brown and the outline was yellow, like the Wyoming colors. You want to mix some yellow in there? Because you can't have all brown.
Listen,
you want to go brown and white.
There's a good point here that the Ravens wear the color of a raven sometimes.
Right.
You know? The Rams went to bone as a color for the ram horns.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Eagles wear green.
Sure. I mean, Eagles aren't exactly green.
Eagles aren't green.
But they have wings on their helmet.
They do. Yeah. That's true. The Cardinals wear red.
Yep.
Why It'd be dumb if you were the Cardinals and your colors were like purple.
Why don't the Bills wear brown?
Is a Seahawk, though, like bright neon teal or green? Because that's what the Seahawks do.
No, but the silvery part of their color is,
yeah,
like, yes.
All right, I'm in. Wait, what are we doing with? We're doing like a furry like top on the helmet, though?
We could make it look
like
furry.
Buffalo fur.
Kind of like how the Oregon Ducks make their shoulder pads look like feathers. Just do that. Make it look furry. Like the Sabres. The Sabres actually did this. The logo has the texturing of the hair. The tuft.
What did they do?
The Sabres jersey, like the logo?
Yeah.
Especially the 50th edition.
The
hair is in there.
Yeah. That's right. All right, I'm not against it. Let's see some mock-ups.
And then
make a decision from there.
We got to reconsider this music bed because this is the Weinerline music and people are thinking, are we bringing back the Weinerline?
This was our old Let's Get Stupid before we did have it recreated, so
well, let's
I
get
might
stupid.
Have the old one.
Bring back the Weiner line.
We could bring back the Weiner line.
I've only just learned about it, and it sounds amazing. So that'd be cool.
Listen to this.
Let me tell you, the one person on earth that thought the Weiner line was not amazing was the person in that room who had to sift through all the calls that did not make it on the air.
Right.
Picture one person calling 37 times.
I think I did that one or two times, and you cannot believe.
It's like being a Facebook moderator.
Yeah.
Your life is changed by it.
Yeah. You'll need days to recover, at least.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's Let's Get Stupid. Thanks, Tom, for writing in. You sold Joe?
Kinda.
I'll
get you to the next phase. I think I need some yellow mixed in there, though.
Cowboys kind of style? Wyoming Cowboys?
Yeah. I can't, or white. I can't, like, all brown. I got to have another color. Maybe it's white mixed in there.
Speaking of which, the Broncos, are their uniforms today?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think it's this week. We get new Broncos uniforms this week.
How much are they going to change, though? Like, I really hope they do. I mean, I would like them to just go back to the, what would I call them? The Elways, right? Like, the uniforms they wore for the drive against Cleveland. Orange helmet, powder blue. You got the giant letter D with the Bronco in the middle. Like that's sometimes just keep it classic.
Okay, I've got
I think this is one of those spots.
I've got the answer. The Broncos, they're not up next. The Lions come out tomorrow.
The Lions tomorrow?
Lions new uniforms tomorrow. Broncos Monday. Texans, they were already leaked, by the way. Looks right. Like they'll be unveiled on April 23rd. The Texans leak, they're bad. Like the steps.
Yeah, the Texans are going to be
the steps
really
that
bad.
The Jets took away from the stupid things on the shoulders, the Texans are taking those. And they look really bad, and the font is awful. The Jaguars are going to get throwbacks, and that looks like all of it at Unitracker. So, yeah, Detroit tomorrow. Right. Lions new uniforms tomorrow.
When do we get Denver? Does it say?
Monday.
Monday? I'm into that.
Monday.
Denver's the one I can't wait for the most. They've needed it badly.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah. The Lions are kind of boring, though, I guess. Give me some pop. Just silver and white. Like, what did they wear in the NFC Championship game? It was all white with silver helmets. Not my favorite. Sabres players will be talking a little earlier than expected, by the way, in about 10 minutes.
Oh.
So, get some media availability. First reaction to Granato's firing from the players in, about 10 minutes. Don't know who we'll hear from exactly. I think you could have some tomorrow as well. But we'll see. They're probably going to be sad about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll probably hear much more than that. Maybe you get a controversial statement. Probably not.
Probably not. We had a bunch of people text us their nominees for the best train movies.
Yes. So we mentioned a few. This might be more your wheelhouse than me because I never saw this movie. A couple people said Back to the Future Part 3.
Yes. The train.
As one of the all-time train movies.
It's not really a train movie. There's a train in it.
Snowpiercer.
Yep.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Question about whether that counts.
Not a movie about trains. More a movie about automobiles. If you were to rank them, I would go Automobiles 1, Planes 2, Trains 3.
Okay. Sure.
Are they on a plane or are they just at an airport? You know what?
They never actually make it onto the plane.
No, and they do go on a train. So Automobiles 1, Train 2, Planes 3.
Yep. How about Harry Potter?
Not a train movie.
It would be insane to call Harry Potter a train. They're on a train a bunch.
Yes.
In a couple of them. Harry Potter is not a train
movie.
I do
like these answers, though.
GoldenEye.
Okay.
Silver Streak.
Never seen it.
The Commuter. Never seen it. Trading Places. Don't know that one. A lot of Bullet Train. Also, this is a tough one. Did you ever see the movie Hachi? It's the saddest dog movie ever in existence by a million miles. It does take place at a train station, but don't worry about it. Throw Mama from the Train. I don't know what that is. They're for Orient Express. Under Siege 2.
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Corey.
Yep.
Did you ever see Under Siege?
No.
I've not. No.
You guys have probably never even seen that entire genre.
No, that's Steven Seagal.
Seagal action.
I have never seen a Steven Seagal movie because there's no chance on planet Earth I'm going to like a single movie that he's ever starred in.
I'm not.
It's just not my taste. Without seeing it, just know it's not going to be
I'm going to find a Seagal movie you're going to like.
There's no way.
Yeah, there's definitely one. Hold on.
Maybe him now is... if you've seen Steven Seagal recently, just...
Oh, it's definitely a different experience now.
I can't look at him and be like, oh, that's a guy I would love in movies. Okay.
Under Siege is the...
This is the train one?
Executive Decision.
Okay.
Boy, all these movies are so funny. All the titles are the same, and all the rankings are the same. Above the Law,
I'm
Hard
looking,
to Kill,
right.
Marked for Death, Out for Justice, On Deadly Ground,
Into the Sun, Submerged,
Glimmer Man, there you go.
Today You Die, Dragon Squad, Mercenary for Justice, Shadow Man, Attack Force, Flight of Fury, Urban...
Okay,
these are all the same movie.
What about Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's in the Penguins movie, right?
Bloodsport?
No. I'm not a big action movie guy. Like, the action star, like, these guys are a little bit... Like, who are the action stars of my generation? It's like...
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel. Jason Statham.
The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. Right? He's in all those now. Skyscraper, mm-hmm. Featuring The Rock.
Have you seen the original Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, but...
Second one, is that a train movie?
No.
Because he stops it with his hands.
That's good.
Just thinking about that.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that a train movie?
What is that, Spider-Man 3? Spider-Man 2? Is Spider-Man 2 a train movie? A train does play a prominent role.
He tries to prevent it from becoming more of a train movie.
Right.
That train keeps going.
Right.
It's a lot more about that train.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Should we involve train movies in some way at our draft party in 8 days?
So I got an email from our draft party, Resurgence. I got an email like, what else should we do? Games, trivia, all this kind of stuff, like full, you know, peek behind the curtain for our draft party. Thursday the 25th at Resurgence. Come out. Hang out. $45. Food and drink is like all inclusive. It's a, you know, one price ticket. Budget it. Be there. I got the wide receiver big board coming. Wait till you see that, man. It's going to be so good. Trivia, games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might think, listening at home, isn't it a bit bold to plan an entire draft party around the idea the Bills are definitely going to take a wide receiver? And the answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
But that's not going to stop us. And you should come with us because one of two things happens. There's only two scenarios. One, we all celebrate together as the Bills have drafted a wide receiver. They traded up. They draft one. There are cheers. There's hugging. It might remind you of a Sabres playoff game, right? Just hugging strangers because they traded up for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right.
Or,
well, luckily
we all look around at each other and talk about the newest defensive tackle.
Yeah.
You know, like, all right, well.
What's the worst possible outcome for our draft party?
Trading out of the first round and not selecting a player.
Is that worse? So I had the thought, like, what is the worst case scenario? Is it that, or is it they trade up to, like, 12 and pick Latu, or they pick a defensive end.
And it costs them their second-round pick, and now they're not picking until Saturday.
Sure, even that. But the idea that this draft party that we're having, the times, if you're wondering, 7:30 to 11:30, they trade up at, like, 8:45, and they draft a defensive player. And now we all have to hang out and sit, not have to. It would be fun. It would be a good time. We could all, you know, join together in our sorrows. But 2.5-3 hours of, oh, they drafted a defensive player. They traded up to draft a defensive player. This is probably the least likely scenario, I think, for what actually happens, but That would be bad.
Yeah.
Trading out would mean we still have the buildup all the way through.
And we got
it's
Friday.
Like 11 o'clock probably before we're thinking about before they make in the move there.
If they trade out, I haven't cleared this with Resurgence, but maybe we'll all just go back on Friday.
A second party.
Yes.
Yeah,
why not? The sequel. Hey.
Double dip.
We all came back. We're here to see them take a receiver.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeff Russo tweeted in, The Adventure Begins, featuring Thomas and Friends, is the all-time train movie.
Okay.
That's
or
a good
one.
One
of the all-time train movies.
That's like
a good
childhood,
one?
Childhood, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Money Train. There's a lot of train movies, if you haven't figured this out, by the way.
Girl on the Train. There's a movie, there's a movie just called Train.
There's a band called Train.
Yeah.
Gonna have to do a train movie draft. That'd be interesting.
Train draft.
I'll take Bullet Train and I'll be done.
That's it?
I don't need anything else. Bullet Train's a great movie.
Runaway Train.
Throw Mama from the Train.
The Commuter, featuring Liam Neeson. It's usually got to be an action movie if it's featuring a train, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. There's not many rom-coms that are based on a train that I'm seeing.
Rom-com Train.
Getting a lot of calls right now for the Polar Express.
Yep.
I don't think that's a rom-com, though.
No.
But no, I agree. Yeah, you're seeing a lot of that.
I saw the Polar Express for the first time this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because you guys did like the real,
yes.
There was like a real Polar Express?
Yeah, there's one in, where's that train museum in
Medina.
The area?
Medina.
Yes, yes. Which is awesome. And we did that. And I'd never seen the Polar Express and saw the Polar Express.
What'd you think?
It's fine.
It's a good Christmas movie, I would say.
Do you have the Polar Express fresh in your mind for me to ask a question about it?
Probably.
What's the whole entire point of the weird guy on top of the train? He doesn't need to be in the movie at all. What's the point?
Doesn't he save the kid at one point?
I don't know. Just doesn't have to happen. The
he
whole
does,
thing.
But yeah. It
doesn't have to happen.
It's a valid question.
It's odd.
And everyone's played by Tom Hanks, even
yes,
the kids.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, he doesn't even have a name. It's just I just looked him up. He's just Hobo.
On top of the train.
Yeah. Huh.
It's also got a very Wonka feel to it, where these kids are going to a magical place, but also maybe in grave danger. Maybe. Yes.
They've been kidnapped, technically, on a train.
It might be a life-threatening situation, or they're going to see Santa.
I mean, the train does almost go off the rails.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yeah, they're on an ice sheet at one point.
There's not enough adults watching them. They're just on the back of the train. They're climbing on the top of it.
Right, you get taken, and if you're
it's a circus.
And if your ticket blows out the window, well, you don't want to know what happens then. Look out.
Yeah.
There are punishments. Like, am I in a lot of trouble? All right. This has been train talk.
So the guy on the top of the train puts the boy on his shoulders. No, I guess you're right. Like, he doesn't really serve a main purpose. I guess I don't know why he's in the movie. Not the all-time train movie, in my opinion.
Brendan writes in Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal. Don't know that I've seen that one.
I have not seen that one either. I'm sticking with Murder on the Orient Express.
And I'm sticking with Bullet Train. Great movie. All right, Extendo Sports is on the way. Then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I don't know if they'll talk about train movies. Maybe.
They should. Why not?
Yeah.
We should.
Okay. Extendo Sports next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.